Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar and your own altar daily. And when I say your own altar, it does not mean erecting a place or placing an object in a corner of the room or hanging any picture. Oh no. Your altar could be lying face down on your bed, sitting or kneeling down beside your bed or a chair, even lying down on your carpet. And if you do family devotion, where the family members converge to sing praises and pray to God, listen to Turning Point. Receive the prayers, teachings, and testimonies as the case may be. Engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Then forward the message to your contact. Do so daily. Let what is adding value to you bless the people on your contact. Welcome also to Saturday, day 22 in March 2025. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen, I receive it. This Saturday, God will satisfy you early. God shall change your story. Anyone listening to me this day with a bad experience in any way, God will turn your pain into gain, your night into day, and your tears into laughter. Who is this? Some people are mocking you because of certain situations around you. Don't join issues with them. Maintain your cool and be praying to God. God said to me, tell him or her, I allowed them to mock, so I can make him and I can make her. Jesus said to Peter, follow me and I will make you. I prophesy, God will make you. Now, listeners, join me in this prayer now. Say it silently, quietly, but sincerely, wherever you are. What do you want God to make you? Or to make your family, your children, your business, career, or ministry, or your calling and assignment? Say this prayer. Say, oh God, make me this, 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 and this. Describe the miracle you wish to become. Oh Lord, make me a happy married woman. A happy married man, for instance, a happy mother of children, a successful business owner. Make me an undergraduate, make me a graduate. Make me a citizen of this country, a carrier of your anointing, an anointed vessel in your hand, a successful content creator, a profitable investor. Make me a happy mother. Make me rich, prosperous, and wealthy for the kingdom's sake. Make me righteous, holy, and steadfast in you. Make me clean. Go on. Go on. I'm only making suggestions to you. You know what you want God to make you. Make me a value adder. Make me an impactful person. Make me a blessing to many. Make me an influential person for the kingdom. Make me a voice to nations. Are you praying? This is what I hear God say today. He said to me, let them voice it out to me. Let them tell me what I should turn them into. Make me healthy and strong. Make me a light to the world, a helper to many. Make me sufficient in all things. Now, let me pray. I'll be saying amen, I receive it. May you become what you just prayed. God will make you. God's grace is on you. God will anoint you for what you have just said. You shall become your dream in the name of Jesus. You will live and not die. You will rise and not fall. You will succeed and not fail. No matter how successful you are now, you shall be more successful. No matter how rich, you shall be richer. No matter how anointed, you shall be more anointed. You are lifted to a new level. You shall be more lifted. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, God connected you to TPGF to make you. You shall be made. Say amen, amen, and amen. Now, March 22 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and live well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Ah, yes. Now, right? Let's do some teachings and learning from all the issues sent here. Remember, our communion service is today. Prepare your communion element. First issue today, sir, I need your advice on this matter, bothering me. A widower who happened to be a family friend is asking for my hand in marriage. I'm a single mother of a son who is now married. I am 69 years old, while the widower is 70. I reside in Canada, while the widower is in Nigeria. Recently, he told me that his two daughters, who are themselves married, are saying that we should come together in marriage. I need your counsel, sir. In view of the fact that we are living far away from each other, and I'm not ready to come back to Nigeria, what is your advice? Thank you, sir. Wow, you have answered the questions. He is in Nigeria, you are in Canada. You are not ready or willing to come back to Nigeria, and I'm not going to advise you to do that. At 60, to a man of 70, yes, widows and widowers can marry. Their kind of marriage is more of companionship, togetherness, sharing, talking, praying together, and serving God, seeing their children and their grandchildren grow before them. That is not done by proxy, so it cannot work, except he is ready to come over to join you in Canada. And at 70, it might be an additional burden to you financially, since he's not coming there to work, but just to stay with you. Honestly, it cannot work. So my advice, don't pursue it further. Next, my question for me joining online, are we to change the bottle of the anointing oil monthly or refill it with the same bottle? Thank you, sir. Wow. I've been hoping someone will ask me this question so I can explain to all our online members all over the world. I've explained this many times on our live broadcast and on Prayer Mountain on Thursdays. You don't need to change the small oil bottle. You only need to refill it with oil from a bigger anointing bottle with you at home. The only other thing to do is to write a label of the name we are led to call the oil for the month and sellotape it or gum it to the small bottle. For instance, December was called oil for favor, January oil for new things, February oil for timely help and support, and this month, March, oil for divine speed. Next month, April, will soon be named as God inspires my heart. Write or type out the names and stick it to the bottle. Remember, this oil is not magical. It's a faith provoker or enhancer. As you dip your finger in the oil, anoint yourself, your children, your office, your shop, your factory, etc., you start declaring the prayers which we have written out for you from the Bible and the prayer point. It is not a doctrine. It's not ritual. It is prophetic. I pray for all. You shall become what you daily anoint yourself and prophesy yourself to be. Next, please, sir, I made a vow concerning my son, and God granted the prayer, but I cannot get the contact of the pastor in the church where I made the vow. I was in Lagos, but now I am in Abuja. I can't remember the church location anymore and can't get the pastor's contact. Can I pay the vow into another church? Wow, oh yes, vow is unto the Lord. It could be paid into another church. Since you cannot remember the contact, or if you could remember, then you should take it back there, like Anna did, taking Samuel back to Shiloh. But now you said you could not remember and you have lost the contact. Therefore, prayerfully ask God to lead you to where to lay your vow. Next, this is huge. Well done to the organizer of the palliative. They have done well. Thank you, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. I watched the video and even saw you supervising the entire process. You made that time out of your very busy schedule to be there. Well done, sir. You will reap the good fruit of your labor. Amen. Next, this is also a remark on the palliative project. To God be the glory. Well done, TPGF. We are truly blessed to have a great spiritual and compassionate father like Pastor Femi Emmanuel. May God bless your effort for showing us leadership in Jesus' name. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you, TPGF. I asked the media to send the video clip to see the packaging and the procedure for the preparation of distributing the palliative. Did you receive your video clip? We are still waiting for your comment. The ticketing is today, and the actual distribution of palliative shall be videoed and sent to us again. I want you to see what God is using you to do in feeding the hungry and taking care of the poor. Our plan is beyond giving them rice or garri or raw food. Our ultimate plan is to empower the able-bodied ones among them, arrange for resource people to teach them different trades, buy equipment for them, and help them to set up, and also monitor them to see the progress until they are well-established, able to earn a decent living for themselves. So it's an ongoing project. I will be bringing the update to us as we go on. TPGF and all listeners, thank you for your donations, without which we couldn't have gone this far. Oh yes, we still have a long way to go. We were able to do half of the budget, trusting God for more. God will help us to assist the poor the more. The palliative account is still open for donors in our Zenith account booklet. From our listeners from UK, about £65 was received, and we have included it in the palliative. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Let them be blessed. Let what is blessing you bless people connected to you. Now, the First National and International Ministers Conference 2025 is counting down. It is Wednesday, April 12th at 10 a.m. Write it down, block your diary. Venue will be Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja. It is interdenominational. It shall be live streamed for all to see. For more inquiry on the National Ministers Conference coming up on Wednesday, April 2, SMS, send a chat or a call to 0802-322-1646. Today is a good day to remit your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, to pay your battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 33333. We are sowing this third month of the year, and the donation to the palliative in the Zenith account, do as God may lay in your heart. Now take the communion and let me bless it. I bless that communion in your hand, communion for dominion, communion for healing, communion for deliverance, communion for vibrancy, communion for lifting you up in the name of Jesus Christ. Please pray more on the communion element, and when you are done, eat and drink, giving thanks to God Almighty. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.